Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy hump day, everybody. Hello, Marcus Osborne, sitting
Hola.
In for Vinny all this week.
Yeah.
¿Qué tal, hermano?
You just eclipsed all the Spanish that I know just then.
That's really all I know, too. You know.
I might
¿Cómo
know some...
se llama?
Y...
Usted.
¿Dónde está el
Y tu mama
baño?
También. Say that again. Where's the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, baños. Know that one.
Yeah.
El baño.
I always crack up when I drive through Los Baños.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
I know.
Just say the toilet.
Come up some
with
idiot gringo
else,
come
huh?
up with that? Is, oh, I like the way that one sounds.
I can pronounce that.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Nice
if
to
you go,
oh, go ahead.
If you go
oh,
to the outside,
go to the outside
cemetery,
of the Instagram, everybody.
Posted a picture of all of us with
Steve Perry. And I hashtagged the out of it.
I sure did.
You know.
Here we go.
That was great. Steve Perry.
So great.
It is such a relief to meet an idol of yours. And have them be kind and sweet and humble.
Yes.
And just, the guy was a friggin' delight.
Not at all jaded.
Not at all. That's what 20-something years off will do for you, you know? You're just sort of like, wow, I'm back. And
it's good headspace, man. He's like, you know what? I did it. I loved it. He's not one of those people who was craving the spotlight, and it's not like he couldn't
Clearly.
Do what he wanted to
right.
do. He just decided, yeah, I'm tired.
Right.
Must be nice.
I want to be back in touch with who I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be, you know, you get reach fame on that level. It's like, I always think about Madonna. Like, she's worth $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And she could have anything she wants at any time. And so she turns to, you know, she looks in, you know. She's always trying to find the right. When you can have everything, you don't have to work for anything anymore. Like, you can literally have, like, then things become absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
Because you can have any one of them that you want. They're not. Nothing special. You don't have to wait for anything. So she turned to the Kabbalah, and she's, you know, turned to all this sort of, you know, trying to find the meaning of life. Because I guess once you have all the money, you realize that's it. I'm still working on getting all the money.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, I'd love to be in her headspace. But I, you know, it, when you're that famous and you're touring all over the world, and it's just because he was, you know. I'm sure he felt like, oh, I'm just this guy that gets up and sings these songs. And when the
what
joy.
What town am I in now?
Right. And the joy of doing the thing that you love gets sucked away by the, you know.
Machine.
By the machine of it, you know, just going to the same place. It might as well be the same town every single night. You know, that's hard because then you're like, well, F, what is there? So you can kind of like weirdly relate to him, you know, like you can
sure.
kind of hear.
On a feel, human level.
On a human
sure.
level, right.
Yeah.
Just like. You know, well, people need their joy.
You posed it perfectly yesterday when you asked them if it had become more of a job than anything.
Right.
I imagine that it did.
Well, no, but look, you know, no matter how much you love your job, it's still a job.
Yeah.
You know, work. Everyone wants a day off from work.
Yeah.
I mean, we love what
right.
we do.
I could not love this
Friday
job more.
Friday comes around.
Oh.
We're dancing.
You know, it honestly, this job though has more to do with getting up at 4 a.m. for me than anything else. Like, if we did this job at noon, I'd probably be here at 11 going, come on, you guys, let's go.
I couldn't do this job at noon.
No, I know. It only works this time. And then we're like, I get why we have to do it. But man, do I love to not. When I'm telling you, my only goal when I retire someday, long in the future,
long
please,
in the future.
Universe, like 100 years old, that would be great. My only goal in retirement is to not. I'm going to. Freaking take the alarm clock that I've had since 1990 and I'm gonna freaking smash it with a hammer and I'm never getting up to an alarm again.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, baby, you
that's
know what
awesome.
I'm talking about.
If you can get to that point, that'd be great.
Right, I know.
After you reprogram your body.
Yeah, it's hard. Believe me, I can tell you. It's very hard.
It is not going to be hard for me.
Oh, my goodness.
I am going. Look, on the weekends now, I'll sleep until noon. No problem. I'll just stay in bed until noon. Yeah. I would stay in longer, but I start to feel really guilty after noon.
Really?
I don't feel guilty. But I mean, guilty, I could stay in bed, but I can't stay asleep.
Oh,
there I am awake. I will take a nap because I'll still wake up at 4. Turn the TV on and then watch that for a few hours, and then I'll feel a little tired.
I just love that blissful in and out of sleep thing. Like, you can kind of direct your dreams a little bit. God, I've had some really great mornings with Jamie Lannister.
You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Lucky.
I know. I am lucky. That golden hand is.
I was going to say golden hand or regular hand?
Golden hand.
Oh, man.
Got attachments on that sucker.
Oh, he does.
Sure.
Battery powered.
Do you ever take the hand off?
Yeah, just use the
nub. You got a nub there.
Yes, Suzette. Actually, no, I haven't, but this weekend. Thank you for the inspiration.
Too much.
Is it, I don't know.
Halfway? Crossed the line too early. Too
anyway,
early.
Back to Steve Perry. Wow, wow, wow.
Really?
Yes. Wow, wow, wow. Just a freaking dream come true. And a dream that I didn't even know I had because I really never thought that I never thought he'd come back. I didn't. You know, dude's almost 70 years old.
I know. What is he,
looked
67?
Great.
69,
that's
I think.
Amazing, isn't
he? Did great. Look amazing.
He looked really good.
And he just has the sweetest face and the nicest smile, and he was just...
His eyes look so soulful.
Mm.
There's a definite warmth to him.
Yeah.
He gave Marcus a big hug at the end. Marcus went, oh, we're hugging. All right. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, oh, he's very touchy-feely. I was surprised by the physical contact that he wanted. He kissed me on the cheek. I mean, I was
yeah.
What if you were to turn your face and got the lips? Would you have been okay with that?
Yeah.
See what I'm doing?
I would have been okay with that.
Absolutely.
It's Steve Perry. So we're all kind of buzzing about it, and like we wrapped up the show afterward, and I put my stuff in the office, and I'm just like, hey. And then I see that Michael Martin's door is open, so I pop my head and I go, did you hear our interview with, and there's Steve Perry and all his people sitting right there. I went, and I kind of like backed out of the room, and Michael laughs. He's like, it's okay. I go, I was just going to tell you how fun the Steve Perry interview was. Steve's laughing on the couch. Oh God, it was
awesome.
It was wonderful.
I'm buzzing all the way home. All my friends are texting me, and you know, it's funny because Pat Gillis, who is a longtime friend of mine, and you know, they're like some of our best friends, and I'm always in a band with Pat. We're always in some band together, and we've done so many journeys. Like when I think of Journey, he's like part of that because we sing harmonies on, you know, any way you want it, that's the way you need. And we just have all, you know, we've just sung a zillion. Oh, good job, dude! We're singing today. You want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. She loves to dip. Oops. She loves to sing. I got the words wrong.
You're too excited. Right. So was Pat so jealous?
No, he was just so psyched. You know, he thought it was a good interview. And he actually referenced the last, like, he said, oh, Steve Perry said, oh, I always wanted to be a DJ. I was like, oh, my God, I always wanted to be a rock star. And so I messaged Steve on Instagram, which, whatever. You know, I have no hope.
Are you going to blow it for us?
Yes, I'm going to. No, I'm never going to. That's the only message I'll ever send. But I was like, thank you so much for this morning. I'm totally serious about anytime you want. Anytime you want to come into the studio and sit in for the news. I was like, anytime. Like, how fun. Like, he lives right up the street.
Right.
You know, come in anytime and hang out.
So did he write back?
He did. Well, no. And I'm sure he never will. I mean.
Well, he shared.
He might.
We posted the interview on Facebook, and he shared it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
His publicist said he walked out of the studio and immediately said to her, more interviews with women.
Hmm.
I know.
Hmm.
She was in here. I guess was that the woman with the
Jill.
Glasses?
Yeah, Jill.
So as you were doing the interview, Yuzette and I had our mics off. So, you know, we had 100 people in here yesterday during the interview. And she just kept saying over and over, oh, she's great. Oh, she's marvelous.
Really?
Yeah, she's great.
They really like
the
interview.
She just kept saying it out loud. Every time you did something and asked them a question or, She's great.
And then, plus, I'm locked onto him, like,
drooling. I kept looking back around, and we were all laughing at the same time, and I'm like, oh my God, she is geeking out.
Yeah. You know what, though? I felt like I kept my...
You did, your geekness.
There were a couple
you
points in there.
Fully restrained.
I was fully restrained, Marcus. Thank you for noticing.
You
like,
were.
I definitely...
I did see you gripping, though.
I was gripping. I was holding because, you know, it would be so easy for me to fangirl out and just ruin everything. I do it all the time. Anybody I really like, I'm just like...
Hey, so to Marcus. Marcus, when, I don't know, a year ago? Year and a half? I don't know what time anymore.
Oh,
we had Neil Sean in.
I remember that.
Surprise.
I saw that video.
Okay, it was a surprise for Sarah. He comes, we open up the door, and he comes with his guitar in. She geeks out, hits her head on the glass, but she... She's all like this.
Doink, doink, doink.
Is this happening?
Well, and it then, just, it could, I couldn't believe it. It was like an out-of-body experience. Neil Schoenschein just walked in.
You see where the Vox Pro is right there?
Yeah.
She pulled her chair all the way up to the Vox
here.
Pro, like that, and into him. And he, Neil Schoen, backed up.
Yeah.
Well, can you believe I mean, I'm sure I was radiating crazy.
Yeah.
You know? He did seem to calm down after a while. He
was
like,
totally
all right,
fine.
She doesn't seem dangerous,
right.
You know, just like really in
not
love.
Not exactly stalker material.
Yeah. I'm too busy to stalk anybody. I don't have time for that crap.
But
Poor
we
guy.
Should thank his people. So there was Jill.
Yeah.
There was Angelo, who I've been working with. And
he's the record guy?
He's the record guy. He's a wonderful man. And Steve, his assistant, manager dude.
Oh, Steve and Steve.
Yeah, Steve and Steve.
And then he
and
had a bodyguard.
And then Jesse, his bodyguard.
That's
very nice. So thanks to all of them and Michael and Jane and Rebecca and Michelle.
Did you see the picture Jane put up of her and Steve Perry?
Oh, I think I did.
They're both wearing black, so it's just like two heads floating above the black mask. So funny. I was like, oh my God, she met her soulmate. Yeah, it was just an epic, you know, there's not that many epic days in your life. And that was, for me, that was one of them.
That's awesome.
That's definitely one of the ones when people say to you, hey, what's the,
who's the
nicest
person
you ever met or interviewed or talked to? And my go-to is Pink.
Dude, I was just thinking Pink.
Yours
Pink
too?
Could not have been... more gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she walked in, she comes in the studio and she's like, hi, I'm Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, oh.
No, but you're Pink.
Yeah. No, I mean, and then she was sitting in here because I think we were actually continuing to do our show, but while she was about to perform and for the people, and she was just like, I'm just going to sit in here. It was easier for her.
Right.
We're like, no problem. Oh my God.
What a voice.
You should have heard her, just her and a guitar player right outside this door.
And it's like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, she can blow.
And she, I can't remember what song it was, but she hit this note that was just, like the room fell apart. Mm-hmm. It was just
I remember
insane.
That, was it Don't Let Me Get Me? Was that
That was a,
I
one
think
of her songs.
That
no, it was
is the song she performed.
Don't Stop Believing.
No, it wasn't Don't Stop Believing.
That's
I think
funny.
It was Don't Let Me
it
Get
was
Me.
When it was like a stop and she is, yeah!
Yeah.
It's like, oh man.
Breathing.
I had it in my head, Brandon. You just took it out of my head. The Pink song.
It's
oh, I can't even go back.
So who knew? She did. Who knew for sure? But I don't know if that was the one that.
Could you please? Don't you ever?
Yeah.
Feel like you know.
Pretty, oh, perfect. Pretty, it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty, pretty, please.
She sang.
Dude, she can sing. It's so fun. I don't love all Pink songs. But her voice is always, she's got that rough rock edge to it. And the range is amazing. Her control's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, her, but now Steve Perry.
Got a
Perry.
Great gospel voice.
Yeah. Surprisingly, that's like when she sings bluesy stuff, she does, most of her stuff is pop, but when she really,
she started out as an R&B artist.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Her very first album was an R&B album.
Let me hear something off
Didn't
Pink's
they,
first
and then,
album.
There You Go.
Oh, the
that's
song,
song,
There You Go?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this.
Look
at 925 says, hey, morning fam. Woke up at 2 a.m. and literally my first thought was, geez, Yuzette isn't even up yet. Yeah, I was up at 2 this morning. And they're also asking, is the interview available online? Yes, it is. Go to radioalice.com. It's also on the Alice
Just
Facebook.
The audio?
Correct.
Right.
Right.
All right, hold on. We're pulling up. Oh, is that salsa y, you know?
What year is this? Now you love me.
She cusses. Oh, let them play.
Too.
Oh. Yeah, careful.
I love this song. Now it's gonna start cussing. You better she should probably stop. Mr. Lee, I'm through with you. Hit it, Pink.
Cool rhythm to this.
Yeah, Marcus, it reminds me of
TLC.
A little TLC. Well, like, where my where
it
my
makes
boy
sense.
Is
it makes
where
sense because yeah. That song is produced by LA and Babyface, who were behind the sound of TLC.
Oh, uh-huh, how funny. Yeah.
So was LA, because she sings in the song, right? Did he make her switch over to pop? Because no one was going to buy this little white girl or this genre of music.
Yeah, but it actually worked for her. That's what put her on the map. But she decided she wanted to go and sing some other stuff, more poppy, more rocky.
Yeah.
And I take it back, because all of her albums have some element of R&B in them. Mm-hmm. Mm. But wow. That first one was like strictly an R&B album. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she was a good interview. Also, the other interview I always think about is Matt Damon. Remember when he came in? Were you here?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't here for Matt
Damon.
That
actually might have been with No Name, now that I think about it.
It was.
He came in with a six-pack of beer.
Dude,
he did.
He
hilarious. Did he drink them?
Absolute great interview.
He was listening,
and so he brought No Name a six pack.
Well, I think you guys were saying, I wonder if he has a six pack. I wonder if he's cut, and that's why he brought in the six pack.
Oh my god, that's so hilarious. Funny. What movie was it for? The Firstborn movie?
No,
couldn't have been
that.
The first one, right?
It was before that.
Was it?
It had.
It would have been like 02 or 03.
Oh, no, I thought it was like 06.
Okay. No, it's 03, I think.
It was early. It was early on.
I think it was 03.
By the way, that interview is lost forever, everyone, so don't ask.
All the everything.
Everything's gone.
Gone.
So, anyway.
Anyway, that was a good one. That's it. Those are the only three that stand out. Oh, and the Neil Sean interview, although I don't remember anything that happened during that one.
What about Brett Butler?
No, I don't remember that one. I never would think about that one. I'm never thinking about that again. What a bitch. Unbelievable.
She went away.
She was drugged out and alcoholed out at the time, wasn't she?
I don't know. She came in, though, and I was just, you know, I was having a nice conversation with her, and I thought everything was going fine, and then I asked her about, I think I asked her something, and she had just talked about it with Mark Pitt on Mornings on 2. Mm-hmm. Just talked about, like, her boob job or something. I was like, so, and I don't even think it was like directly like, how's your boobs or anything. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, something about plastic surgery. And she goes, oh, well, this just, you know, if this, I thought we were having fun. I thought we were having a good time. I go, well, if you're not, you can go. She stood up and walked out. I'm like, all right, bye. Like, whatever. I don't want you to be here if you don't want to be.
Yeah.
I've seen her in a couple of TV shows since then.
Have you? I haven't seen her
fairly
like
recently
once
too.
Since then.
Maybe in like the last 3 years.
I thought
years
I killed her career.
Is she on Orange is the New Black?
I don't watch that show.
She's
really?
She's been on some show over the last like 3 years or so.
Oh.
Like a regular.
I don't remember. But I haven't watched all of it. Anyway, so we'll try to, you know, come down. It's hump day. That's always a fun day.
Yeah.
Big brother tonight. No one cares but me.
Hooray.
Brynn's like, no, I'll watch it. I'm like, don't even bother. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want your pity F.
It's not a pity F. I was telling you exactly how I felt about that.
He goes, it's like meth, you know? Some people go, why'd you try it? You go, because of the hype.
See what the hype's all about.
Oh,
you guys
God.
Go crazy
really,
over
you're going
to
relate that to meth, huh?
Yeah, that's how I relate.
I know. I'm like, it's not
fools,
like that at all.
They geek out for 15 minutes. I'm like, all right. And the rest of us, I'm like, like, what the happened? Everybody else kind of just tunes out. And Yuzette's the one sitting there trying to follow along and cheat with you guys.
I'm trying to act interesting.
And act like she cares.
I
she
appreciate
does a great job at that,
that
you, know?
You guys put the effort in. But look, don't worry. Just don't worry about it.
Well,
I mean,
tried to watch again. The After Dark.
Oh, don't bother with that.
Well, I keep trying to.
Don't bother with that.
I'm definitely not going to bother. I'm 100% not going to bother.
Yeah, don't. Honestly, don't bother. And just, you know, when you want to talk about your stupid socialite stuff, I'll tune out and nod my head.
Shut the hell up.
You know what I mean. You talk about stuff I'm not interested in.
Please don't compare.
This is getting uncomfortable.
No, all you have to do is pull a Vinny and just pull your iPad out.
Oh, yeah. Just pull out my iPad and just look down while you're talking about your socialite stuff. Go ahead. Plug away.
Big movie review tomorrow, everybody.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys reviewing?
Pick of the Litter.
Oh.
It's a documentary.
You're reviewing a documentary?
Me, Yuzette, and Scott Budman about how they pick guide dogs for the blind.
Oh.
Incredibly important
touching
film.
Story.
Anyone
It's important. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. Because
it's important. I find it important in my world.
Yeah.
Well, and they're
have
right up in San Rafael. I mean,
I did yesterday.
They must have other training facilities in the country, but there's a big one in Centerville.
Yeah, the main one here. Yeah.
And they're so, they listen, and they've named dogs Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn, and Human.
Oh, they named a dog Human?
Uh-huh.
Did people change the names when they get them?
All of us have names.
It's messed up, so.
Can we get a Marcus dog?
Well, let's not push it.
I've had friends who are like, oh, his name's really Human? I'm like, yeah, that's his name. I guess this is a Persian name.
Yeah, those people don't know any Persians, like, clearly.
Hunik.
No, it's Human.
It's Nick.
No, how do you spell that?
It's Hookah now.
I thought that was his real name.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Holman.
Exactly.
It's Dr. Evil Genius.
Is it?
Isn't it? God, that's my favorite character. That and Garage Cat are your big characters. God.
When's Stinky coming back?
Well, I'm here now.
Oh, wow.
Hey, hey, Garage Cat.
God, I would have to deal with that.
Let's go poop on the porch.
I'm okay with that.
We're the cats in Vinny's neighborhood. We are the kitties in your neighborhood.
Vinny locks his cat in the garage.
And it's on Prozac.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
It needs to be. It was peeing on the stairs.
Cats, man.
Oh, do you got some drugs for me?
Hey, 530 says, Marcus is good. Vinny better not stay out too long.
Yeah. No. You better get back here, Vinny. Actually, between Marcus and Johnny Mosley, it's like, oh.
It's taken two. It's taken two to cover for one. So that tells you.
That's true. I mean, Vinny's Vinny. He's always going to be Vinny. You need Vinny.
We need a Vinny.
Yeah, we need a Vinny. Someone's got to, because otherwise we're all too agreeable. Like, we're all just super friendly and just everything. Oh, good point. No one ever says that when Vinny's here.
Marcus.
My good man. Good point.
Ooh.
Yeah, who?
Would you ever have a 67-mile commute each way?
Can you believe that? It's so crazy.
Be honest for once.
Yeah, it depends on how much they pay me.
Yeah. Oh, you would?
Bruh, some things are worth the drive.
Crazy.
Yeah, but then you'd be like, well, you're paying me enough for a 67-mile drive. I think I'll move a little closer.
Yeah.
I might do that as well.
He keeps moving further away.
Marcus, people are saying that Brett Butler is in The Walking Dead.
That's
what
it is. But she was in something else before that, though.
Yeah, she's one of the zombies. You can't recognize her.
Brett Butler's on The Walking Dead?
Which one is she?
She's old lady, short hair.
No, that's Carol. That's not Brett Butler.
No, not Carol.
Pull up
not
the picture
Carol.
For Sarah.
That's
Bryn.
Melissa McBride.
Oh, are you talking about she's made one appearance so far? She showed up and she gave them the books and the ways to make windmills.
No, I know what you're talking about, but that's not her. But it's because
well,
that was
who
an
is
old
it,
episode.
Then?
Dude, but she's on another show.
I see The Walking Dead, How to Get Away with Murder.
What is she on
The
Walking
Leftovers.
Dead?
The Leftovers.
The Walking Dead, it says Tammy Rose.
Yes, both the Leftovers
Rose.
And...
she was on The Leftovers from 2015 to 2017.
Yep, that's the show. That's what I'm thinking of. The Leftovers was on HBO. Really weird, weird show.
I saw
Thoreau
a couple
of... in there, right?
Yeah.
Caterpillar eyebrows.
Yeah.
She wears like the head bandana thing.
Oh, and Leftovers? Yeah, she was on that show.
Terrible quality picture, and that's all I could grab because she's not very popular in The Walking Dead, it seems.
Is it possible he just added her to the cast? I feel like I'd recognize her. I don't recognize her at all.
Well, she's almost unrecognizable now. And you know what it was? I saw her on The Leftovers. I'm like, wow, I know that lady from somewhere.
Right.
I mean, she's definitely not aged well.
Looker.
Yeah. So but you look at her on the show and you go, okay, I know this lady from somewhere. But I don't know, how old is she now? Like 70 or something like that?
I don't know. She's 60, actually.
Oh, yeah, I was close.
She's our age.
Yeah. She just looks 70.
She looks 70.
Well, you know, maybe she's putting that on for the shows. You know,
that's
play
what
a
it
character.
Is. Right.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Back right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.